You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. And welcome back. Today, we're talking about this. CPR for your dreams. I know, seriously. CPR for your dreams. This is for you, my dear, if you've ever felt like somehow your dreams are dead. Somehow the desires of your heart have fizzled and you don't even really remember where they are, or somehow you think it's not possible for you to live the life of your dreams. Well, I've got news for you. Great news, in fact. There's a way to revive and resuscitate and resurrect your dreams. They may be quiet, but they're not dead. We're bringing them back to life today, even if they have died. Today's the day. So I think about many years ago when I learned CPR for the first time. Have you ever done that? If you haven't, I encourage you to consider taking a CPR class. I think it's good for all of us to know how to do it. If it could save a life, how valuable is that? The first time I ever took it was back when I was in my early 20s, when I was first getting certified as a group fitness instructor. And I remember going in and, you know, the recessiani is there and we're learning all this. You know, and I remember the three steps being A, B, C. So this is what we're going to go through today. I want you to think about this. A, B, C. The first thing you must do with the CPR is you must open the airway, okay? So think about this in your life metaphorically. Where have your dreams went unconscious? Honestly, like your dreams are down, you walk into a room, face down on the floor, what do you do, okay? You must make sure that nothing is blocking the airway. So I want you to think about this. Right now, what is possibly blocking you from your dreams? Yeah, that's right. Like, what is blocking you from your dreams? Have you ever thought about that? Like, there is something that's standing in the way of your dreams becoming your reality. And just like in CPR, your airway could be blocked. Your lifeline, you know, when you think about it, the one place that life is going to flow into you, it's blocked. So you can't even receive the air. You can't receive the help that's coming your way. Where in your life are your dreams being blocked? I will tell you this, my dear. I want you to think about consciousness. If your dreams are no longer conscious for you and you haven't allowed yourself to consciously think about your dreams, to not only get conscious about it, but to get clear about it, to get really crystal clear and certain about what it is that you dream about, what it is that you desire, then you're blocked. Your airway is blocked. You will not be able to receive inspiration, nor will you be able to inspire, but instead you will expire. Your dreams will die with you. I'm telling you, my dear, today's the day to become conscious of what's blocking your dreams. Now, simply becoming conscious all of a sudden changes everything, right? Get conscious. Get very crystal clear conscious today and become conscious of what's standing in the way or blocking your ability to take in that air, that inspiration. So that leads me to the second thing, A, B, C. The second one is breathe, being able to then start to breathe into whatever it is that needs to be revived. Think about this. If you're breathing into your dreams, if you are breathing into your dreams, okay, it requires inspiration. What inspires you to dream? What is the inspiration behind your dreams? What's the inspiration behind your desires? And not only behind them, but what's in them? What's in front of them? When was the last time you brought your dreams to the surface and said, "This is what I desire. This is what I dream about"? Number one, becoming conscious of that and releasing anything that's blocking you from being conscious and allowing yourself to receive as well as give what's on the inside of you. And then the inspiration. What is the inspiration that is behind and in front of? And get that out in front of you and take a look at it. Get everything out in front of you. You're conscious about it now. It's out in front of you and you're like, yes, this is what inspires me. And yes, this is the inspiration that's in me that now I'm allowing to be expressed. This is your purpose, my dear. When you think about your inspiration, what really drives you and what really leads you, it is your God-given purpose. It's why you're here on planet Earth, to breathe in the breath of life and to inspire. So think about that. You have breath. You have purpose. You have the inspiration of purpose. After A, which is airway, and B, which is breath, then we have C, which is circulation. Now think about circulation. That's when you actually jump start the heart, right? When was the last time that you felt like your heart had been jump started? Yeah, I'm not even kidding. No different than when you do 15 breaths with CPR, you breathe in the inspiration, and then you do 2 chest compressions with every bit of inspiration, i.e. every bit of purpose, okay? There must be heart injected into that. There must be heart. If you have not been led by your heart, my dear, your dreams will die. Your heart is everything. It's what circulates, yes, what circulates your dreams. It's what will allow your dreams to actually move you forward and allow your dreams to become alive. Now, when you think about it, no different than in the human body, it's the heart that pumps the blood. It's the heart, your heart, my dear, that will pump life into your dreams. This is what I want you to think about. Just because your dreams haven't become your reality yet doesn't mean that they won't. Delay is not denial. Remember this, delay is not denial. But I'm also going to remind you of this. Your dreams becoming your reality may look a little different than you think they will. Does that make sense? You may think that this is the only way this can happen. This is the only way it can be. But is it possible that you could be living in your dreams right now, but you're not even recognizing it? Think about this. It's no different than when we recycle something. You take plastic bottles, and next thing you know, it becomes a chair. I know, really, made from the same ingredients, but totally different look. So think about this when it comes to your dreams. Have you discounted or have you completely turned your back on your dreams because it hasn't looked the way you thought it, in quotes, should look? But the truth is, all you're going to do is like, hey, they're recycled. The dream is still there. The blood's still there. There's still opportunity to create the life that you desire. Yes, maybe you've been through divorce. Maybe you've been through huge loss and disappointment. It doesn't mean that your dreams cannot become your reality. Yes, it may look a little different than you originally thought it would, but you know what? Is it possible that it could actually look more beautiful and more compelling and more incredibly magnificent than you ever thought? Yes, I'm telling you, it can. So when you think about A, B, C, and you think about A, think about removing any interference to you becoming fully conscious of what those dreams are. Get clear about it. And then B, breath, inspiration. Remember your purpose. Seek and you will find your purpose. You have a very specific purpose for living here on planet Earth. You know that innately, you know it in your soul. Seek it and you will find it. And then C, circulation. Think about recycle and recognize. Is it possible that this dream of yours is being recycled a little bit, but you know what? It doesn't mean it's gone. It's still there. Recognize it. Be willing to say, yes, I recognize that, and then receive it. And when you do, your dreams will not only be restored, but they will be resurrected. I am so excited for you. Because honestly, if you're willing to do the work, you're willing to go in, you're willing to assess the situation and start with the ABCs and the CPRs, consciousness, purpose, yes, recycle and recognize, as well as restore and resurrect, your life will never be the same. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What dream of yours feels as though it has died? Are you willing to get conscious? Are you willing to absolutely own your purpose? And are you willing to recognize that even though things have been recycled and they look differently than you once thought they would, it's possible that they could look even more magnificent when they become your reality if you're willing to receive them. Please write this down, commit to it today, and take a step in the direction of reviving your dreams. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you, and I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing, and I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.